Good morning. You're up early. Did you sleep well? That didn't sound very convincing. Is everything okay? Did you manage to sleep all right? If you say so. You know you can talk to me about anything, right? Good. Then get something to eat. Pet, just a coffee doesn't count as breakfast. No buts. Look at me. That's it. Look into my eyes. Repeat after me. A coffee is not breakfast. It's okay. You know you can't resist my orders. Just say it. A coffee is not breakfast. A bit louder, please. Good, pet. Then let's get you something proper to eat. I don't normally see you for breakfast. Is this what you do every day? It is. Well, I'm glad I know now. Of course, pet. I want you to be strong and healthy. I'll make sure you have a nice breakfast every day. I'll take care of things, so don't you worry your pretty little head about it, okay? Good. So, what kind of foods do you like? I'm a big fan of omelets too. Have you ever had a Spanish omelet? It's really good. How about I make you one for breakfast tomorrow? Yeah? All right, it's a deal then. Oh, you are absolutely demolishing that plate. You must have been starving. How come you don't normally eat? Just a habit? You're usually too rushed? I see. Well, you can take all the time you want here, dear. You can take all the time to truly savor. You're done already? Well, I suppose that's fine too. Hopefully, you won't get a stomach ache after this. Just leave the plate there. A servant will clean up. Do you have any plans for the day? Yeah, you strike me as a big reader. Have you visited the library yet? No, I mean, the indoor library we have here. I'll take your surprise as a no. I'll show you. Come with. Take my hand. Oh, there's something on your cheek. Here, let me get it for you. There you go. Just sleep. It's okay, sweetheart. Everything is okay. You're safe here with me. Remember, I'll take good care of you. You just have to sleep. Sleep now. Don't try to resist. Sleep. Shh. Sleeping deeply now. That's right. Just sleep. So helplessly tired, helplessly asleep. That's it. Let me just help you onto the couch. Take a deep breath for me. In, one, two, three, and out. 1, 2, 3. And again. In. 1, 2, 3. And out. 1, 2, 3. You can keep doing this for me, can't you? Breathing in and out deeply and slowly. Well done. Feel how your chest raises with each breath in, filling you up with wonderful feelings of relaxation. And how it falls when you breathe out, letting go of all your tensions and worries. You feel so very peaceful when you can just lie here, breathing in and out, listening to the sound of my voice. It's just me and you here. It's so very safe. You feel safe with me. That's right. I only have what's best in mind for you. You trust me, don't you, pet? I'm glad you do. And since you trust me, it's only natural for you to trust what I say, right? Yes. Yes, it is. You can let me do all the thinking for you. You can just lean back and listen to me, my instructions. That's right. You're doing so well, and I'm so proud of you. You can follow my words without any conscious awareness, because you trust me. You trust I'll keep you safe. So you can just be my obedient pet. And let me make all the difficult decisions. It's much easier that way. Now, be truthful with me. How much did you sleep last night? It's okay. I know it's hard to speak when you're in a deep, hypnotic sleep. But you can try for me, can't you? You didn't sleep at all. I feared as much. Thank you for confiding in me. You know you can always speak to me about these things, yeah? Asleep or awake, you can trust me to take care of you. There is nothing you should feel ashamed about. Repeat after me. There is nothing I should feel ashamed about. Take your time. Speak nice and slowly for me. Very well done. Then, pet, can you tell me why you didn't sleep? Aw, nightmares. What kind of nightmares? You're really deep, aren't you? That's cute. It's okay. We can talk about it after I bring you up. For now, you can just focus on how wonderful it feels to be asleep for me. Deep breaths for me, nice and slow. So relax now. In and out. You can feel all your stress just melting away. Nothing else matters but me and you. You feel so good when you're asleep for me. You feel so good when you're under my control. I'm gonna give you some commands now. Even if your conscious mind doesn't remember them, your subconscious will listen and follow. You trust me, so you want to follow my commands, don't you, pet? That's right. Then listen carefully. You will feel like you can talk to me about anything that worries you. Anytime something is bothering you, you will want to find me and come speak to me. Nod your head if you understand. Thank you, pet. You are a treasure. Therefore, you want to take care of yourself. You want to have a nice breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day when it is possible. You will eat plenty of fruit and drink plenty of water. When you are tired, you will want to take a nap, and you will want to find that you can fall asleep easily and naturally when you do so. Not again. Finally, every time you hear the words, "Master knows best," from my mouth, and my mouth only, you will be filled with the irresistible urge to do as I say, awake or asleep, any time I, and only I, say, "Master knows best." Your thoughts will be filled with obedience, and nothing but obedience. That's because you believe me. You believe I know best. You know that as soon as I say those words, you can give up the task of doing the thinking to me and just following along. I didn't even need to tell you to nod that time. Very well done. Okay, I'm going to bring you all the way up now so we can talk about your nightmares properly. Keep breathing steadily for me. In and out. Slowly emerging from the trance. 5. Feeling the heavy, sleepy fog over your mind being lifted. 4. All your thoughts returning to that empty mind of words, coming back to the world for me. 3. Remembering nothing consciously, but keeping everything subconsciously. 2. Forgetting to remember, remembering to forget. 1. And wide awake for me. Welcome back. How are you feeling? It's okay to be confused. Yeah, I'm going to put you in a bit of a trance a lot, but it's just so I can assure you you are okay and safe. Now, pet, let's talk about your nightmares. Yes, you did confess you had nightmares when I put you under, but it's okay. You can confess anything to me. You know why? Because Master knows best. Good pet. Go on now. Your old job, huh? Oh no. You must have had to witness so many stressful things. I'm sorry. Come closer, pet. Come into my arms. You shouldn't have had to see the things you've seen. You're so very brave, and I'm so proud of you. It's okay. You never have to go back there again. I'll provide for you. How do you feel about me putting you in a trance later this evening to help you overcome these nightmares? Yeah? All right. Want to go see the library still? Yes, the library, silly. We were talking about it before I put you in a trance. Okay, Let's go.